Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. A war economy, everything for the front. That is the word in Moscow. I welcome Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, my guide on the Russian economy through the sanctions regime, through the adjustments, the middlemen, the selling of oil and gas around the edges, the customers from India and China, and then not so much. And now we begin with the drone war that leads to strikes on the Russian capacity to produce refined oil products. Ukrainian drones attacked Tanico, Russia's third largest oil refinery, 1,300 kilometers, that's 800 miles from the front lines, hitting a core unit which processes about 155,000 barrels per day of crude. Michael, a very good evening to you. This story started a couple of weeks back and it's grown in intensity ever since, so much so that I believe the White House asked Ukraine to stand down from attacking refineries because the price of oil will be damaged. Well, it is. Brent crude is now at $89 a barrel. West Texas is at $85. Both are up $5, $7 since when the drone war started. Do you measure that this strike on one refinery or several now, which the Russians then attempt to repair as fast as possible? Is this damaging the economy in Moscow? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. It is damaging the economy in Moscow, and they just issued the report for about the last 2 months of economic performance in January and February, and the diesel production is down almost 6%, and other refined products are down by 2 to 3%, and we don't know yet what happens in March and in April, because the major hits on the refineries happened in March. So we will see the data later. But otherwise, it is an exaggeration in the media to say that it badly, and the White House is wrong, that it badly affects the world economy because there are several other major factors which contribute indeed to the rise of oil prices in the last few weeks. And the most important one is that the Red Sea, the Houthis hitting the shipments, and global oil trade, seaborne oil trade is damaged by that. Unexpected economic growth in China is better than expected in Europe and especially in the United States. But the United States actually is a beneficiary of all this. And you mentioned West Texas Intermediate Oil. The discount between Brent and West Texas is lowering, is narrowing. West Texas is now trading well, it is very popular in Europe. The United States now provide, hear it, 2.2 million barrels a day of oil to Europe, which is a huge increase over the past, and it replaced Russian oil. So there are beneficiaries from that, but of course the consumers suffer. But it is a natural process that economic growth and global conflicts lead to higher oil prices.
We go to a Bloomberg story about Russia's economy accelerated at the start of this year, 2024. Because of strong consumer demand, investment, and exports as the country continues to weather the impact. However, the Bank of Russia summarizing its decision to hold rates steady pointed to the economy picking up in the early months of 2024. Holding rates steady. Last time we talked about the rates, it was 16%. I don't know if it's gone higher. So they have no confidence they can control the inflation that they know is coming. Is that the way to see this?
Oh, the reason for the rates are steady, indeed 16%, they may raise them in the future, and the reason is very simple. Producer price index, PPI, is now 19.4%, and consumer price index, 7.4%. So there is a 12% percentage points difference, which will be closing at some point in the future with a lag after a few months. So the central bank, the principal mission is to control inflation, and they are concerned, and rightly so, about the future path of inflation. The economy is growing in the last few months, and now they show that in January and February they have 5.6% growth over the previous year, but from a low base. But the problem is that it is very difficult to estimate economic growth when there are new products. They have lots of new military products, and they produce their own computers and their own optics, which substitute or they remodel some Chinese stuff and produce it, and they price it differently. So how much of this growth is an increase in price, and how much, because they cannot compare it with the past, it's a new product, and how much it is real products, it's very hard to say, but indeed the economy is growing.
Now a puzzling story. It turns out that there are European countries importing Russian natural gas, but it's liquefied natural gas. This is a Reuters story. Western European governments have sought to reduce their energy dependence on Russia since the outbreak. However, they are using LNG. A Reuters analysis data found more than a tenth of Russian gas formerly shipped by pipeline to the EU has been replaced by LNG. Are they cheating in Europe? Is that what they're doing, Michael?
No, they are not cheating at all. They are benefiting from the situation in which Russia lost the European market of pipeline natural gas and is using seaborne deliveries of LNG, liquefied natural gas. But it is very small now. They used to have 155 billion cubic meters of gas provided to Europe. And now it is, they provide about 21.5 billion cubic meters in LNG and another 32, 33 billion cubic meters. So they lost effectively, they lost over 100, 105 billion cubic meters of gas market. Lost forever. It cannot be substituted. They don't have a sufficient pipeline capacity to send it to China. So Europe now is in a very, very beneficial position. Their storages were in April now, and their storages are already full 58%. So they have surplus of natural gas. So Spain is buying Russian liquefied natural gas, reselling it. The Russians are giving them a dollar discount on 1,000 cubic meters. It's a big discount because the total price is about $300 per cubic 1,000 cubic meters. So generally, Europe is, has surplus of natural gas. It is not dependent on Russia. Used to be 40-41% of European gas was imported from Russia. And now it is what? 9% of pipeline gas, 6% of liquefied natural gas. That's all, 15%. From down from 40 to 15%. That's what Europe is. So it's not dependent on Russia at all.
Michael, a conversation between President Putin, President Biden and Xi Jinping. Mr. Biden asked Xi Jinping not to support Ukraine war. However, there's nothing he can do about the middlemen. Isn't that correct? I mean, Xi Jinping can't reach out and stop the trade that's going on and has been going on since the beginning of the war by people who are between the seller and the buyer. And so Xi Jinping can do nothing. No one can do anything. It's a capitalism, correct? We have 30 seconds.
Yes and no, because the Chinese, just the biggest news, refused a huge loan the Russian Ministry of Finance asked, syndicated loan in renminbi, Chinese currency, so that the Russian would use it in third countries and obtain dollars. And the Chinese refused. Chinese banks don't accept Russian payment.
Michael Bernstam, Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.